Jogging was not a habit in the ancient world. Running was for children and for servants. But all stood aside when the elders passed by. Indeed, their honour was measured by their dignified pace. Now, one had shamed the community, a prodigal. He shamed his father by asking for his share. He couldn't even wait for the old man to die. He shamed his community by them squandering the lot and becoming, of all things, a pig herder, a thing unheard of in Israel. The community watched. They watched for any chance to wipe out their shame. The prodigal knew they were watching. He feared the gauntlet that he must one day run. The gauntlet to be run, the gauntlet of shame, as the whole community flung insults and filth and stones upon him. Another watched too. Luke records, "But while the prodigal was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him." Did you hear? His father ran. His father ran, a thing unheard of in Israel. For old men do not run. Yet his father ran. His father ran the gauntlet of shame instead of his son. God became man to run the gauntlet of shame in our place. Our God ran. In our shame, Jesus runs to us. Our God ran. Lord Jesus, as we share in the bread, let us remember that you ran the gauntlet of shame in our place. Amen.